I always ask you to grade what I say sometimes. I know I do it a bit much, but it didn't hit you. The fact that I feel like after 5 weeks, we shouldn't have to. I love the question, but do you get my drift?
Mm-mm.
We shouldn't be asking, do they deserve the benefit of the doubt?
What should we be asking?
What's really wrong?
Well,
because
we've been playing sound a lot about what the difference is between this team and years past.
And I'm getting accused for throwing guys under the bus. Like,
no,
that call bothered
true.
Me.
Well, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Because you don't hold the players accountable. That one's going to live with you for a while.
I don't even know what I say. It's AI. I didn't say it. They played it in the morning. And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
By the way, congratulations to Natalie Nicasi. She is the new head coach of the Valkyries, the women's NBA team in
with
the Bay
experience,
Area.
Donnie, and hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too.
She coached at Las Vegas for the Aces as an assistant coach the last couple of years. And she's the new head coach of the Valkyries. Congratulations to her and the new organization.
And that season is coming up, man. Just think about
that. Next summer.
Yeah, we can go to the Warriors and Valkyries.
Not on the same night.
We can
The WNBA season usually comes after the NBA regular season and then before the following regular season. All right, let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Let's talk about the 49ers running game.
Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Man, still working off that House of Prime Rib last night.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Had to go with the King Henry, you know?
There you go. Well, now, you got a little dessert. Yeah.
Mike, help me out here. Last time I was at the House of Prime Rib, more than two decades ago, it was all you can eat. Did you order a second steak?
Oh, hell no, man, but I should have. You know, it takes like a year to get a reservation in there anyway, so that's probably my bad move doing that. So.
I guess it does for some people take that
good
long.
Good job, baby.
I get in there tonight if
exactly.
I need. I'm kidding.
There you go. Yeah, get in there at 5 o'clock, man.
All right. Early bird special.
All right. All right, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, I think this is going to be the game where we get ourselves back on track. I just want the Niners to run it down their throats, especially with how loud and how crazy, especially with another divisional game. This is our chance to get back into first place right now against the Seahawks. I do worry, in fact, that, you know, if we do lose this game against another divisional, I think that's the time where I'm going to start hitting the panic meter. Mm. But, you know, I think Jordan Mason's going to come in with a fire. He's going to be pissed off after making that fumble, and he's going to just prove to everyone that he can do the job and that he's going to be the guy to just knocking heads down on the field. So that's all I wanted to say, guys. I think it's just going to be a big run heavy today.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, you would think, Stoney. We'll see. You never know. That's the one constant from Kyle this year, his approach on how he plans to attack. I know the first 15 are scripted, but how he plans to attack the Seahawks.
When we're asking what's wrong with the Niners or what's going on with the Niners, we just had Warren Moon on, and he said something that, to me, is just the way it is, and it's, why did Kyle call 8 passes in the first 9? Well, clearly he thought that they were going to try to stop the run, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he did it. Passing the first 5 plays of the game, maybe he thought, now, I don't know how that works. I mean, if you have a scripted play and they're playing the exact kind of defense that could, work against that particular play, do they go away from that play or do they still run it anyway? I've always kind of wondered that. And the scripted plays, does that mean they have to be, did they go in order? In other words, there's 10 scripted plays, and they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, last year, week 12, they were in Seattle with McCaffrey, fully healthy, Stoney. And can you guess how many rushes McCaffrey had? They won the game 31-13. It was 24-3 at half. How many?
20.
19.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many catches?
Let's see. Catches McCaffrey had, Stoney, 5.
So now who gets those 24 touches when he's not there?
I would love to see Mason get 18 to 20 of them.
All right.
And if you wanted to give him the whole enchilada, we can do that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think he's got 6 or 7 catches through the first 5 games.
How do you get Debo off? I know we're fixated on Ayuk, but again, national TV. How do you get Debo off or back to his standard of play?
It's funny that how do you get Debo off? How does Debo get himself off? There you go. Go ahead and cut it. Have fun with that one. Have fun.
Well, Steiny, he's not the – what did the caller say? He doesn't throw the ball to himself, if you're talking about in the backfield. And I remember I came in here throwing a hissy fit week 1 against the Jets. He's going to get hurt. And he had 8 rushes. And now he's just kind of disappeared.
You want to talk about the defense a little bit?
Let's do it.
All right. This is Evan, should I play these two together? The Solak defense. All right. Bear with it. It's this guy gets into detail that's just tremendous. Ben Solak.
I was starting to be really worried about that Niners defense late down the stretch last year, even with Wilkes. And I thought they played a lot better in that Chiefs game than I anticipated. But I think you started to see some of those run defense issues pop up down the stretch. I remember talking about them coming into that Lions NFC Championship game. I thought Lions were going to win that game. And it was because over the last 5-10 weeks of the season, Niners have been like a bottom 5 run defense. And the reality is, man, it's hard to keep good personnel on the field in it whenever it gets expensive. Like that's the nature of things, right? When it's Robert Saleh and it's D'Amico Ryans out there, and Azeez Al-Shaair is your cheap third linebacker, and Jimmy Ward is still in his prime, right? And you got Kinlaw's coming off the bench here, and you have a deep cadre of edge rushers, right? You have so many guys on the margin who just help make things work for you as a defense.
All right, and let's continue.
A lot of those guys are here, Steiny.
That's, I think, what he's getting to.
And all of a sudden, over the course of a few years, you know, you've got to put a couple different safeties out there. Hufanga gets hurt. You know, a couple different corners out there. Okay, the linebacker depth isn't what it used to be. And all of a sudden, yeah, we still got Warner, and Warner's great. I mean, Warner's playing unbelievable ball this season. Nick's healthy right now. Nick looks excellent. We got Nick out there. You still have your stars, you have your tent poles, but a lot of the supporting cast just, it ain't what it used to be, right? And that's the cost of doing business. You got to go pay Trent. You got to go pay Ayuk. You got to go pay Debo. You got to go pay everybody on that offense. And you just start to lose in the margins a little bit on defense. I think the switch to Nick Sorensen was a lot of, you know, kind of going back to a defensive system that we're familiar with. We kind of know the strengths. We know the weaknesses of it. We feel like we can work around it. But the reality is that personnel-wise, like, they are so challenged, especially at safety and linebacker, some of the injuries they've had and some of the departures that they've had, that it's a lot tougher to survive in that system the way that they used to. And so, I don't know, especially now that Hargrave's out for the season, if I'm the opposing team and I'm looking at the Niners on a Sunday, I'm spending my whole Tuesday, my whole Wednesday just figuring out ways to run the football on them. So I really, really think that I can beat them that way for 4 quarters.
That's heavy, man. And let's just, Steiner, he said the last 5, let's just say he's correct. The last 5 to 10 weeks of last season, he saw signs. Well, let me tell you who was available. I know he was in and out. Greenlaw was on the field. Greenlaw was a part of that defense that took on Detroit that was down 24-7 when they couldn't stop anybody in a Lions uniform. So, you know, we're sitting here right now, and I get it, rightfully so. Oh, everything will be fixed when Greenlaw comes back. But if you listen to that analysis, the Niners had problems and signs last year, fully loaded. So now you have departures left and right. You know, that again, that's cryptic thinking about, you know, how big of a turnaround are we asking Nick Sorensen to do, or if they got the necessary pieces in place to do it. Because if you can't stop the run, Steiny, it's over. That, I mean, you can't, like I said, that 14-play drive after they got the interception, the fumble, I mean, they just handed the ball off and said, who's your daddy? And went down the field and got that field goal. Like, that's got to stop.
Did you hear the Nick looks excellent?
From Kyle?
No, from Solak.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he said you got Warner who's playing lights out and Nick Bosa's looked excellent.
I thought you were talking about Sorensen. Yeah.
So, let's go.
Would you give him that? Because I think we gave grades out a couple of days ago. I'm not going to say excellent. I mean, you got an interception, a few sacks. I'm talking about it's all on you now. And that might even be football version of unfair, but you need to be disruptive, Bosa, by yourself, because it looks like you're getting no help, especially now with no Hargrave. Is that unfair? Because let me tell you, if people drop around on the Warriors and Steph Curry's out there, it's going to fall at his doorstep to still be great.
No, that's not true. Some people, that's the last place they place the blame. I mean, it just depends on... I mean, I think he's probably having a good year, but maybe they need him to do more. Or the pieces around him aren't picking him up. I don't know. I don't necessarily see the, you know, they don't have Greenlaw, they don't have Hargrave. Should they have dropped off this much so far this season after five games? I don't know, but I agree that if you listen to that, you gotta, what you're hearing is, yeah, I don't think their defense is that great anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe it isn't.
And I keep going to Baldy Sound, joining the roast earlier this week, Stoney, I believe Tuesday, saying the Niners' identity was slow. They look slow.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that ever. And how are you going to be a great defense or a great offense if you're slow? Like, are you overthinking or you don't know what to do? And we kind of had fun with the Mooney Ward sound a couple weeks ago after the Minnesota game, Stoney, talking about how he's being utilized. And I just got to believe, and I'm not blaming him at all, but I'm not saying he's playing Ronnie Lott style. But at the end of the day, if I'm not being utilized the way that I think my coach should be utilizing myself, maybe you're not going to get the best version of me.
Well, and maybe Ward's got to just be better.
Hmm. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he doesn't have to be. They all have to.
Dylan's in Modesto. What's up, Dylan? How you doing?
How you guys doing? Just to be honest with you guys,
yeah.
The 49ers offense this year is a little bit more stagnant than the other years, and the defense isn't as spectacular as it's been in other years. And the NFL, basically, I feel, is caught up to the 49ers, and tonight's kind of going to be a decider because we're getting deep into the season. So you got to see what's going on with what the team is this year, not in previous years.
Exactly.
And to be honest with you guys, the statistic is that they haven't made one team this year in the fourth quarter go 3 and out. They have to stop that tonight.
Really? You know,
that's a hell of a pull.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's yeah. Hey, we got to double check that. Are you sure, Dylan?
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
All right.
You know, I gamble all the time, and I'm pretty sure. You guys go check it.
All right. We will.
You guys have a great day, okay?
You too, buddy. Thank you, Dylan.
But would you be shocked at this point with how porous they played?
No, I think
up to their standards,
I would believe it.
Man.
I would absolutely believe it.
I gotta believe there's one in there, though, Stoney.
Yeah, I don't know.
Big game, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 49er fans, how big's tonight's game? I do think, like, I'm willing to say that obviously, well, you tell me if you think this is obvious. Yeah. Yeah, if they lose this game tonight, I think they're in trouble.
And you got the Chiefs awaiting you off a bye? Yeah, you're right.
But I don't think they're in trouble right now. I don't.
Okay, I give it to you.
Yeah.
So they got 60 minutes to show you something. But good God, man. Stoney, you keep playing that sound by Ben, our guy Ben, and also Baldy. That shook me when he talked about, you know, they look slow and Warren Moon, you know. I don't have the answer, and if I did, obviously I wouldn't be sitting next to you, but good God, 2-4 facing the Chiefs, and you would be 0-3 in the division, this is a must-win. So if you could say, hey, it's worthy of, do they get the benefit of the doubt after 5 weeks, I think it's fair to say this is a must-win.
415's got a question for both of us. Guru, but I'll start with you.
All right.
And one of the things,
came out of court. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I like to do, Goo, is when I ask you a question, let you answer first. How ready are you to do a show Friday with a 2-4 Niners team?
It would be pandemonium, and it would almost be to the depths of a funeral. There's no way they're going up here losing to Seattle.
You've said that twice this year, and they've lost.
They lost to Minnesota before I thought Minnesota was any good. But, Stoney, I would be – come on. You answer it. Now, you gave it to me. How would you respond?
I'm not ready because I don't think they're going to be 2-4.
Right.
I think they're going to win.
But if they were
– well, we'll do it. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. What about Purdy scrambling? Let's go to the legal.
Now that's a fun, I hadn't heard, I love that one.
Let's go to Greg Cosell. Greg Cosell on the Purdy scrambling. Hey.
The 49ers pass game overall did not have its normal rhythm and timing. Too many plays in which Purdy left the pocket and made the play improvisational and random. I can't tell you what's in his head, but even though he does move well, that's not really the 49ers offense. It's not built, let's say, like the Chiefs offense, where you almost expect Mahomes to leave the pocket and make plays. That's not the 49ers offense. Purdy can do it, obviously. He's done it, but that's not their game. That's not what the way they in which they want to play. So, yeah, this game, he moved too much. I can't tell you why, because I don't know what's in his head, but it that can't be the case.
And wow, Stoney. No soundbite would be complete without Goo in the background saying,
no, like we talked about, we called it, I think we dubbed it the Fran targeting, but he's saying he's doing that, Stoney, on his own. And that's not what the Niner quarterbacks do, and it's not what Brock did last year. So he's, Stoney, maybe improvising a little too much, or if Brock was right here, I keep going to that, would he say, dude, I got to do that when my two guys ain't getting open? Like, wow, man. Stoney, and they caught him a couple times and wrecked a series.
Yeah, I didn't really see that.
No, well, they bumped him. They caught him. He lost 6 yards.
And, oh, yeah, they got him, but I didn't.
But normally
I don't think
he skates and gets away. No. He skates, gets away, and throws the ball away. But if you listen to Cosell there, he's saying he's doing it on his own. Kind of freelancing, random.
Yeah, I don't know if I heard that.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
He said
play it again.
Oh, God.
Play it again.
The 49ers pass game overall did not have its normal rhythm and timing. Too many plays in which Purdy left the pocket and made the play improvisational and random. I can't tell you what's in his head, but even though he does move well, that's not really the 49ers offense. It's not built, let's say, like the Chiefs offense, where you almost expect Mahomes to leave the pocket and make plays. That's not the 49ers offense. Purdy can do it, obviously. He's done it, but that's not their game. That's not what the way they in which they want to play. So, yeah, this game, he moved too much. I can't tell you why, because I don't know what's in his head, but it that can't be the case.
All right. Wow, Stoney. And I tried not to do it.
That's a good soundbite. I don't know if it's a wow, but all right.
Why do you think he's doing it?
Because he probably thinks he's under duress. He's got to make a play. Maybe he's trying to do a little too much. I don't know.
Or guys, to defend him here, guys aren't open. Think about
that.
Well,
that's a fact. We got a separation issue, perhaps. Mm. Bruce is in San Jose. What's up, Bruce? How you doing, man?
Doing great, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, I just, you guys have been talking about they're better than their record, the Niners, but I'm looking at their two wins came against AFC East teams that traveled to them.
I hear
so
you.
That's just kind of the way I look at it. It might have been a little different if they had to travel back east on one of those wins at least. So, just want to bring that topic up and take comments off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, no, they got pointed out. They beat two.
No, well, you play who's on your schedule, and they had to come here. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen. That's what makes sports talk radio what it is. The Niners are 2-3, and you could say they haven't played anybody. They're still 2-3, and look at their wins over the Jets and the Patriots. Give me a break. That's fair.
But they handled business in those two games, which they did not, the three losses. But, Stoney, I can't shake the Cosell question of, he said he doesn't know what's going through Brock's head, but, I mean, we'll be able to watch more tonight. But, man, I do wonder why we're starting to see him move a little bit more. And I know he's not listening to sports talk radio, Brock Purdy, that is, saying, okay, I want to use my legs. We've all commended him and given him credit that he's not Jimmy Garoppolo. His legs are a weapon. But now I'm starting to wonder, you know, if it's hurting the play. If he thinks he can, you know, he's gotten away with a lot. We've talked about it, how uncanny it is for him to escape pressure and make linemen look like the police chasing. But
yes, it sounds like you think Purdy's coming back to earth.
No, not coming back to earth. Just it's a facet to his game to where I always said, and you can back me up because you always do.
We'll see.
His best attribute is his Wi-Fi, his ability to read and get rid of the rock.
Yeah, so maybe he's probably seeing something that we're not seeing.
Or something that may not be there, like that should be there. What separation from the receiver. Yeah,
exactly. It's never one thing.
Send me to Santa Clara at Friday to ask Kyle, why is he holding on to the rock too long?
Hey.
What?
You have a credential. Use it. Adam in San Francisco. What do we got, Adam? How you doing, my man?
My name is actually Mark Willard, not Adam.
What's up, Willard? How you doing?
So, not too good. I'm hearing all this talk about Brock Purdy, people bringing up numbers, but guess what? They're just numbers. And numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers. But when I bring up these top five stats that talk about Brock Purdy, they're not just numbers. They're more than that. So we can all relax, stop talking about Brock Purdy, because we all know that Brock is better than most quarterbacks in the league. And if you don't want to accept that, then, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's not a sensation.
I got to give him a four, man. That, to do the great Mark Willard, he pulled it off, Steiny. How long do you think he practiced that? Will, the best form of flattery is imitation, man. Oh, man.
As someone that's scared of Willard.
And you were smiling,
Oh, I'm not making
any
comment.
I saw your chicklets.
Oh, no.
You were laughing.
No, I wasn't.
Willard, he was laughing.
No, I wasn't.
The cadence was pretty good. Not the voice, because the voice is so deep.
The cadence is
pretty good.
No doubt. The cadence, Steiny, he hit it out too.
I liked what he said. The numbers are the numbers, except when they're my numbers. Then there's something like that.
The cadence, but don't he nailed it.
Yeah, he should have smoked a few more cigarettes.
Yeah, we got some talent out there, boy.
Oh, man.
That was it. You are grinning, scared to laugh. The one lesson, my first lesson you ever taught me in radio.
Oh, point to me.
Laugh into the mic.
Don't you dare point at me like that.
No silent laughs. Laugh into the mic, son.
Well,
that's
a Radnick
special. That was pretty good, the cadence.
Mark Willard checking in.
Well, that was pretty good. We got to play that for him.
If I could be honest, I didn't really hear the voice resemblance.
That's why we said cadence.
Yeah.
When you do the retired guy, Woj, Greeny, the Warriors are at practice. That's my Woj.
That's terrible.